Talking to Jay Keller, Knoxville boys basketball squad member, as Panthers fall to Martinsdale St. Mary's on Monday. Jay, what an effort. That you know, is a pretty good team. I think they're ranked in 1A, and you know, you wanted to win, but you know, falling short only by 13. I think you know, a lot of people probably walking out here think, okay, maybe Knoxville's not as bad as their record says.
Yeah, coming to this game, we really wanted to try to get a win out of this one. It was just great by the whole team, giving effort throughout the whole game, even when we were down or up. They had some really good shooters, some good players, so yeah, it was a tough team for sure.
Jack Bertrand really worked hard, I thought, under the basket. They didn't have a lot of tall guys, so he could really maneuver in there.
Yeah, he had a good game tonight. He was just bigger than everybody else, so he was able to get a lot of good rebounds and get some good points inside. That helped a lot for sure, and he made his free throws.
Exactly. Landon really had a nice game. I had him for 24 points, and looked like they were giving him the driving lane all night.
Yeah, he had a good game on the inside a lot. I mean, I think he had a couple threes, but it was, had a lot of good floaters, layups. They were really just couldn't guard him. They didn't have anyone that was able to guard him tonight, so that helped a lot.
You guys, you know, you, Landon, everybody else are kind of in a new role this year. How's that going for you guys, you know, right now?
I mean, it's tough, obviously. Just trying to, we got a really young team, but obviously there's no excuse. It's just good to see all the guys out here just trying to push through. No matter what age we are, I mean, still got to keep playing no matter how good the team is.
And, you know, it's been a frustrating year, but when you have nights like this or nights like down on Albia or Centerville, you can kind of see the potential.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when, I mean, against a good team like this. I mean, we played hard. Obviously, we ended up with a loss, but we really fought through all the way to the end. So it's good to see that out of our guys that just really want to push through no matter what happens.
What kind of improvement are you seeing, you know, maybe from start to finish when you guys first went into the gym till now? What kind of, you know, things are you really improved on, you think?
I think one of the big things we always try to focus on, just effort. Our coaches always preach that, just give a little more. And box outs is another big one. We've struggled boxing out in games in the past, and we really did a good job of that tonight. So that was a positive that we could take from tonight. But, yeah, just a lot of defense. Defensively, we have really tried to focus on that rather than offense. Obviously, you still want to put up more points. But
and Bondurant for our coming up on Thursday night, that's a little bit to step up in competition, I would assume. You know, what do you think of going into that game, you know, next to last home game of the season too for you?
Right. It'll be a challenge. I mean, yes, they're a really good team. But, I mean, all we got to do is go in there and just play our hearts out. We got two games left, or I guess three with for postseason, but two games of the regular season left, so all we got to do is play as hard as we can, see if we can come out with a win. Never know what could happen.
Coach Pearson has said that this team, you guys get along so well with each other. And, you know, how does that translate on the court? You know, can you communicate and, you know what each other's doing?
Yeah, for sure. Our chemistry has been great the whole season. We've never really had too many guys mad at each other or anything. It's been really good playing with these guys this year, and I've been so happy to play with all these guys.
All right, Jay, best luck to you on Thursday night.
Thank you.